following is a presentation of Refuge Calvary Chapel Huntington Beach. For more information about our ministry, please visit refugefamily.com.
Good morning, Refuge. Pastor Shaddy here, and I have a special guest with me today. This is Pastor Chris. Pastor Chris, how are you doing?
I am doing fantastic. How are you, Pastor Shaddy?
I'm doing well, thank you. Pastor Chris is a special friend of mine. He hails from, well, I was going to say Texas, but you don't hail from Texas. You started off here in Fountain Valley, is that correct?
I started off in Central California, but lived here in Orange County for 9 years before moving to Texas, where I met this guy.
Funny. You pretty much were in Costa Mesa, Calvary Chapel, Costa Mesa.
Correct.
I was attending Costa Mesa.
Yeah, around the same time.
You served in K-Wave.
Yep.
I served in K-Wave.
That's right.
And we never met.
No.
We know all the same people.
Yes.
We never met.
No.
So then I go to Texas.
Uh-huh.
And then who comes after me?
I do?
Yes.
Okay, good.
Yeah, so then we get to meet in Texas. And so I was pastoring a church in Irving, Texas. Mm-hmm. And I think about a year into it, you and your lovely bride, Doa, came and we connected and hit it off.
Mm-hmm.
And played some games together and mm-hmm. fellowshipped and had some fun. And
don't forget the food.
I definitely can't
barbecue.
Forget the food. Yeah, people look at me, they know about the food.
Oh, okay.
It's not hidden, trust
okay,
me.
I just wanted to make sure.
So then God calls us to come back to California. Mm-hmm. And what does he call you to do?
To take over the teaching duties at Lifeline Calvary Chapel.
Awesome. Cool. And now there's another transition in your future.
Yes.
You and Doa are doing what?
So we have been appointed as missionaries to Taiwan. So Lord willing, we are planning to deploy about this time next year. So next March roundabouts, it's going to be exciting.
That's awesome. And I think Refuge is going to be seeing a little bit of you as well, because Pastor Bill, who also knows you and Doa, mm-hmm. Has given us the okay that you guys get to come on and be Refuge missionaries. So how cool is that? So us as a church, we get to participate through you guys, and we're going to get to hear updates and see all the cool things mm-hmm. that God is going to be doing in Taiwan. And what a blessing.
Absolutely. We're excited.
So when you guys go to Taiwan, what are you going to do there?
So our long-term goal is to reach out to an unreached people group called the Hakka. So just a couple of quick statistics. There are 4.6 million Hakka in Taiwan. And out of those 4.6 million, less than 0.5%, that's 0.5% or fewer, are Christian. And so historically, wow. They've been very resistant to the gospel for cultural reasons. And so we're hoping to make a dent in that and just develop relationships with the people over the long haul and share the love of Christ with them in the hopes that through just the testimony of our love for them, as well as sharing the gospel, some of them might come to know Jesus as their Lord and Savior.
You know, we look at missionaries and it's like they're a different breed. They really are. To be able to get up, pack your stuff, you know, it's one thing to go to Texas where, you know, it's not exactly the mission field, because if you're eating barbecue every night, like, you know, life is pretty good. But to go someplace like Taiwan, that is a big deal. And you and Doa to follow the Lord's calling and to go there is huge. I could imagine your family is kind of mixed.
Yeah, definitely. So our families are both believers, both sides of our family are believers, I should say. So that certainly helps, but it's not an easy thing to leave your family, leave your homeland, go to a country where you don't know the culture, you don't know the language. So we will be doing language study as part of our training, but we're going to do that overseas through immersion. It's not easy, but then again, nothing in life worth doing is easy. And if God is calling us, which he is, he's going to equip us with all of the tools necessary to accomplish the task to which he's called us. And so we're excited, even though it is difficult, to participate in God's work across the world.
Awesome. Now, you told me a story yesterday about, it wasn't your sister, it was the 9-year-old.
So our niece, yeah. Our niece. So yeah, it was really adorable. So we were visiting family here. And so our niece, she's 9 years old. And I told her that my wife and I are going to be moving to Taiwan next year. And she asked us why. And I said, because there are people over there who don't know Jesus, and we're going to tell people about them, about him. And she kind of looked at me, don't know Jesus? But then when I said, we're going to go tell people about him, her eyes just got really wide with excitement. And it was just the cutest thing ever. So
that's awesome.
So precious. Yeah.
So one of the things that I hear a lot, and you probably do too, is how do you know that you're called to go? Like, how do I know the Lord's will for my life? And I know I'm dropping a big bomb on
sure,
you here real
that's,
quick.
Yeah.
But like, has the Lord shared any Bible verses with you? Is there just this desire that what is it? How do you know that you're called to go to Taiwan?
So for me, a big one is definitely the Great Commission in Matthew 28. You know, Jesus said, go, therefore, and make disciples of every nation, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all that I have commanded you. And so a big impetus for us going is just the Great Commission itself, and just knowing that there are so many needs across the world, and yet here in the West in particular, we are so blessed. You know, in Southern California here, as well as in Texas, it seems there's a church on every corner. And while there absolutely are needs here, there absolutely is a mission field here, and all of us are called to do whatever we can with the gifts that we're given, where we are at, in order to reach others for Christ. We felt like the Lord was really calling us to kind of go out of our comfort zone a little bit and try and reach people that other people aren't trying to reach. And so that's why we really want to minister to the Hakka, just because of the sheer needs. Out of those 4.6 million people, there's only 12 missionaries currently engaging with them, and half of them are due to retire in the next couple of years. And so that burden really weighed heavy on our hearts. And so just through a variety of circumstances, just devotions, prayer, reading in the scriptures, as well as just the circumstances of our lives, bringing Chinese speaking people into our lives over a number of years, it just kind of all coalesced. Yeah, no, definitely not Chinese speaking, but but yeah, it all kind of coalesced in the Lord just speaking to both myself and my wife separately. And then we came together and we were like, wow, the Lord's saying the same thing to me. And so it was really, really cool. So I can't say that it's really one verse or one thing. The Lord used a lot of different steps in the process to confirm the calling. But as I'm sure anyone who has done any type of ministry knows, when you know, you know.
It's good.
Yeah.
Well, God bless you guys. We're going to be praying for you. And yeah, it's going to be great to hear what the wonderful things that God's doing through you guys. So
thank you, Pastor Shetty.
Thank you for joining us today. God bless you guys. And if you guys need anything, I'm always an email away. You can reach me at shetty@refugefamily.com. God bless you guys. Have a wonderful day. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
This has been a presentation of Refuge Calvary Chapel Huntington Beach. For more information about our ministry, please visit refugefamily.com or call 714-891-9495.
Set free my heart, set free my soul. I don't want to be a prisoner no more. Unlock the door that holds me in. This is the day that life begins. Set free my my heart, set free my soul. I don't want to be a prisoner no more.
No more.
Unlock the door that holds me in. This is the day that lies.